Item number 17, proposed regulation for VAC requirements related to purchase of fish from the catcher to require the use of certified scales. Mr. Grist?
Sir.
Thank you.
On the 23rd of September, the Commission held a public hearing on proposed amendments pertaining to summer flounder. During the public hearing, staff presented information from a meeting from the Law Enforcement Division that reviewed the proposed regulatory amendments and the impacts on their operations. Law enforcement explained that it is extremely difficult to produce a conviction for cases involving vessel overages in the flounder-directed fishery, as well as most other fisheries that have possession limits. Currently, seafood buyers are not required to have certified scales for measuring the weight of the seafood catches accurately, and any cases based on measurements produced by a seafood buyer usually end up in case dismissals. It was established that the Commission has the regulatory authority to require all seafood buyers to use certified scales, and such a regulation would provide more accurate quota monitoring enforcement for all of Virginia's fisheries. On the 10th of this month, staff sent out an inquiry by fax to 22 Virginia dealers asking if their business currently uses scales certified by the Virginia Commissioner of Agriculture and Consumer Services. We have received 10 responses, and of those, 8 said they currently do use certified scales. The use of certified scales is in the best interest of all involved, both the harvester and the purchaser, to ensure all weight measurements of fish, shellfish, and other marine organisms are accurate. Certified scales also ensure that the true weight of seafood harvested are reported to the Commission's monthly mandatory harvest reporting program, which in turn verifies and provides harvest report totals to this Commission. By signing the receipt that's actually issued, the purchaser will then also verify that the weight of measurement was determined using certified scales in possession of the purchasing company and was overseen by a representative of the purchaser. I passed out a blue sheet. The eval has one version of the proposed regulation. We've made 2 slight modifications, and do you want me to read this into record, sir? As far as the heart of the regulation. One thing is to push off this provision until December 1st instead of November 1st. And we've done a correction in and added landing weight limit instead of just landing limit in there. This is about weight possession limits. That's the heart of this. Staff recommendation is to take the regulation as written, provided on the blue sheets. This is a public hearing.
Any questions of Mr. Grist? Mr. Schick?
Yeah, how would this account for people who may leave their catch at the dock or, you know, in some type of, place that with their name on it and the next day?
It's when the fish are weighed.
So they could send something, when they weigh it, they could send something to them in the mail or leave it to them to pick up on the next day that's in the receipt.
We are aware of those style operations where the harvester will bring in their catch maybe after hours and it'll get weighed the next day. The thing is when that catch is weighed and then that receipt is signed. We do understand that quite a few of them actually issue receipts to their watermen when they bring it in. So the receipt even is the current receipt a lot of them are using. We're not even asking for new receipts to be used. We're not asking for a whole new system here. We were talking with some previously, and the thing is, it's when they weigh the fish, period.
So even if they get a weekly statement that show on Monday they caught this, and they get it sent to them in the mail, that would be fine, too, as long as it's
where you're signing the receipt.
This was weighed on a...
You bring fish to me, I'm going to sign a receipt saying this is what you brought me.
So it doesn't have to necessarily be on a catch-by-catch basis, but whenever the receipt is given back to the fisherman, it has to be certified. No,
though, since we are under daily harvest reporting, I would assume they are providing it catch by catch, so their daily reports are correct, and we don't have anyone else brought up here anytime soon.
Right. Well,
how soon do they have to report their daily catch? Just at the end of the month?
Yeah, the way of mandatory reporting is that they get all their daily reports for, let's say, the month of September. They are due in this office by the 5th of the following month, so it would be the 5th of October. And the same for November. November 5th, all of their October daily reports are due.
So if you mail me my receipt, that's probably good enough for me to fill out my form in time.
Yeah, it's no different than what they should be finding out now about how much did I bring in? It's really no different. It's just having a signed thing saying, this is weighed on a certified scale, and then everything is deemed to be accurate by the courts.
Another question? I'm sorry, Mr. Bowden.
I can address Carter and Kyle's question. I fish for a long time. Every time I fish, when I weigh my fish, I get a receipt. I don't get a signed one, but it'll have the different species listed in the package and stuff. And in the unlikely event, I come in after they're closed, and other people do it. I seldom do. Leave fish in the cooler and ice them. The next day, your receipt's on the clipboard, and you just pick it up when you go in. Like I said, I've never had to sign them before, so really that's the only difference. And I'm sure you get two CPU bars back there that provide daily receipts when people weigh fish. It has for different types of fish and weights on it.
Further questions? Thank you, Joe. I'd like to,
sir.
Sergeant Major here. Ben. Good afternoon. Can you give Mr. Griss started down the path that some of the concerns enforcement have. Can you give a specific situation where
on the weights and scales that wholesale, they're not required by law to use certified scales. Retail, they are. What for getting convictions in court, we need to have certified scales being used at the point of sale or transfer of product.
What prompted this concern from law enforcement?
We've had several cases being dismissed because the scales are not certified and there's not required to be certified. So to get a conviction, we have to have the weights done on a certified set of scales.
And the conviction would be for what?
Overages on flounder, shark, several different species, whichever fish are regulated by a certain poundage and a quota, then they would be required to be weighed on certified scales.
Any questions of the First Sergeant?
So you're saying it would help to have it on the receipt that it was a certified scale and signed?
That, and that they do use certified scales, not just scales.
Further questions of the Sergeant? Mr. Bowden.
The convictions that you didn't get, was it a small overage or...
No, it was a large overage.
It wasn't several pounds. You're talking something that was readily known.
Yes, sir. Large. But deeming that there couldn't be an exact weight determined, then the case was dismissed. Whether it be 500 or 2,000 pounds overage, seeing that we cannot pinpoint the exact weight of the fish, then the cases were dismissed.
That's definitely being nitpicky by the people's system.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Further questions? Thank you, Sergeant. This is a public hearing. The matter is before the public. There's Mr. Amory.
Common sense.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Meade Amory with Amory Seafood in Hampton. I agree with the staff's recommendation for certified scales. I think it's a good idea. We use certified scales. I think everybody should. The one problem we have is signing the receipt. A lot of times the people all have come in early in the morning or late at night to do the weigh out. They're not really qualified to sign the receipt. One of the big concerns, I guess we're really only talking about flounder and scallops and maybe dogfish. There'll be times when a scallop boat will come in, a freezer boat will come in. You don't pay him until you check the weights the next day or 2 days later after you've thawed the product to double-check it. You could have bag scallops, fresh scallops, if they're draining real bad or milking real bad. You're not going to pay on that weight that day. You're going to wait a day or two and see what you end up with. You could send dogfish up to New England to get processed, and you could get bad yields on your process, and they're going to cut what they pay you. You can't pay for that fisherman that amount if there was a problem with the product. So certified scales should be enough. I mean, they have a sticker on them. And if you have certified scales, that should be good enough in court. I mean, if they ask me, are your scales certified? Yeah. My concern would be, though, signing a receipt and then that weight not be what you're actually paying for. If drain weight, all sorts of circumstances like that. Certified scales, fine, but as far as signing the receipts, We give receipts to fishermen, but we don't sign them.
The problem that I see with that from a technical perspective, and Mr. Joseph, I mean, you can correct me if I'm wrong again, is that the scale can't speak in court. The receipt has to speak for the transaction as it certifies, as a document when it goes to court. Is that correct?
When they certify scales, they put stickers on them. The state does.
Yeah, we leave that, those. That doesn't account for each and every transaction.
That's just saying that the scale to be used, if that scale is used in a specific transaction, is certified. It does not speak for the transaction that occurred as it crossed the scale.
Okay. So a boat comes in, he unloads. I'm not sure of the weight.
Okay.
I don't sign the receipt. Where are we then?
Where are we then? You're in violation of this regulation for not adhering to
for
the provision.
For not signing the receipt, because I'm not sure of the weight.
Well, how are you going to be not sure of the weight if it's weighed on certified scales?
What if the product's draining, dripping? Some, you know, when we weigh fifty pounds even in a box. When you weigh dogfish, those things, I mean, industry standard sometimes is 10%.
Right.
And you're weighing 3,000-pound bats. But if you've got poor fish or bad quality, you send it to the processor, you're going to get paid on a different yield. You're not going to pay off just on 10%. There's a lot of different circumstances there. That's why I wouldn't sign a receipt. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes and no.
There's one foolproof way to solve this problem.
I'm looking for that because let me add this.
When you measure fish, mm-hmm. the length of a fish, the officers have a tape measure.
Right.
They maybe take it to court with them to say this is the tape measure we measured with. I don't know.
Right.
Take a weight, a certified weight. That's how Weight and Measures does it anyway. Put the certified weight in the scale. There you go. And then it's up to the judge to determine from there if there's a problem with drain weight or anything like
you
that.
You've got to bring the scale, too.
You got to bring the scale, too. Yes, sir?
Because I see what Peter's saying. How do you know?
Sir? Yes. Where's the mic? Say your name.
Scott McDonald. How do you know that that scale is actually accurate 8 months down the road, 9 months down the road?
There are certain requirements of the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services that specify how often it's to be checked for calibration.
How often?
Right.
I don't know. But what we're saying is certified under VDAC's requirements.
Okay. And if you do it on a yearly basis, I've got a big platform scale that I weigh spiny dog sharks on. I put 2,000 pounds in a vat.
Okay.
You let that vat sit there. The longer you let that vat sit there, it's going to drain and drain and drain. It could go down as much as 300 pounds.
Okay.
So you'd actually have to let that sit till it completely drains before you get a true and accurate weight. So I would be uncomfortable signing a ticket also. If the cable pinches on that scale,
mm-hmm.
sometimes my scale will error out. And being the salt water, the conditions that we're in, a lot of times I'm constantly adjusting my manual scale. It floats by a pound, floats back by a pound. We're constantly adjusting that. So given the conditions that we're in, you know, 9 months down the road, how can you be sure that that scale is still certified? What Mead suggested by the weight, by having a certified weight, that they carry around in the trunk of their car because the call rang for conchs, the measure for conchs, I'm sure is all certified, and that's what you use. So if they come out and they put two 25-pound weights or a 50-pound weight in that scale on that spot, the officer can say, this scale is certified. They can verify that weight because really you don't know 8 months down the road if it's still accurate or not.
We don't care, quite honestly, from an enforcement perspective, whether it's accurate or not, as long as it's certified by VDAX as being accurate.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's our concern.
Okay. So a captain comes in. He unloads 10,000 pound of flounder. He's over by 500 pounds.
Okay.
He is jumping up and down. He swears, that can't be right. There's no way. I know we only did 80 baskets that should come right out to 10,000 pounds. Well, we can reweigh it. We find out, you know, it's been over a year since the scale was certified. Let's get some weights. Let's check the scale. Let's see what we can find out. Meanwhile, you have an officer there saying, nope, I'm writing it. You better sign that or I'm giving you a ticket for not signing it. I'm saying not until I know the weight's right. Or how about this? It's dogfish. You got to sign this receipt for this boat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not signing that until I get the weights back from the processor. if there's a problem with these fish or if there's a problem with the weight of the fish.
Because we're going to get cut. If you take that weight as soon as you set it on the scale, you're going to get cut down the road. It's not going to be a true and accurate weight.
Well, let me just be quite honest with you. We didn't go looking for this. We don't look for opportunities to make up regulation to become more cumbersome. What happens is someone in industry exploits a loophole, goes to court, wins, and it's the responsibility of the staff and the commission to correct defects in the regulation to ensure that the management and preservation of the resource occurs. And that's where we are today.
Absolutely.
We don't, let me finish. We don't care what that scale says, as long as it's got a seal on it from the Commonwealth of Virginia that states that it's certified. And for someone, I don't understand, no one would go to the gas station and buy gas from a gas pump that doesn't have the stamp on it that's checked regularly. Nobody would buy produce.
I agree.
It's not, I don't see what the problem is.
My scales are certified. I don't have a problem with it. They're certified.
Okay.
I don't want to sign the receipt until I know exactly what I'm paying for, and that could be 2, 3, 4 days down the road.
Until you know what you're paying?
The weight I'm paying for. I'm not signing something and giving it to a guy, and he comes back to me that you owe me for this when the weight's not right.
Okay.
And a gas station doesn't sign your receipt.
I think what
No, but it says on there, when you conduct a transaction, you take it upon yourself to know that the thing is certified and accurate, and nobody has to go to court on gas pump violations.
It seems to me that when you sign that weight, you're not certifying that that's what you're going to pay by.
Right.
You're certifying that that's what the fish weighed at that moment. And if there's bad fish in there, or if the fish slough off, then you're paid by another weight.
Dr. McConaughey?
Well, I the same issue. What do you do now? You weigh it when the boat comes in, right?
We give them a receipt for what we weigh up right then.
All right.
We'll set them up with them in a week.
And then a week later, you weigh it again and whatever.
Right. If we have a problem with the fish,
then you weigh it again and the captain accepts that, right?
Yes.
So I don't see what the problem is of signing that first receipt and then your system isn't changing. You're still going to go back and say, well, your product was had all this water in it, just like you would do now.
Yep.
Is there a grace period? In other words, my scale guy makes mistakes. I've just replaced my current scale guy with another one that I'm hoping doesn't make mistakes.
Yeah, that coming into effect until December the 1st.
Correct. But I'm still going to have the same scale guy. In other words, if he makes a mistake, at the end of every day, sometimes I'm 2 days behind, I go through all my tickets and I look at them, and I keep a chart of what I bought versus what I sold, and sometimes there's mistakes. Would there be...
What's he going to do, go back and re-weigh it? And I'm not following what you're saying.
I've got a boat that'll call me once he gets his receipt, and he'll say, Scott, it just happened the other day. I had roundhead. They were not on my ticket. I've got a security system, cameras on my plate.
Uh-huh.
I can go back and watch and see exactly what transpired. Yes, you're right. I counted it up. I added 500 pounds to your ticket. Or if I come in over, sometimes I got my guy will count the pallet wrong. So it's a matter of what's weighed versus what is accounted for on that pallet also. So I am adjusting tickets. You know, I keep a record of what comes in and what
you go weigh it, though, aren't you?
I'm going to go back. No, it's already been weighed.
I know, but if see, guy says that you missed some roundheads, and then you find the roundheads, aren't you going to weigh them before you write down exactly how much roundheads you...
They're already packed, and they're already gone.
They're already packed and already gone.
And
I thought they'd been misplaced in a different lot or something.
I'm showing that day where I had 500 more pounds of roundhead that I sold versus what I bought. This guy is correct. I've shorted him something. So I'm going to go back and put that on the ticket. So to sign that ticket right then and there, it might not be accurate.
I think it's more likely to be accurate then than some other time. I'm not debating this.
What about regular industry? You get a scallop boat comes in with frozen scallops. You weigh, they're 50-pound boxes generally when they come off the boat. He's got an 18,000-pound limit. You can't check the weight on a frozen product. You got to thaw it and let it drain.
Right.
Okay. Let's say he knew that his weights weren't right. He bought in a few extra boxes because he knew the drain weight would come out. Or so he's got 18,200, knowing he's going to lose a couple hundred on drain weight.
Okay.
So he'll be at his 18,000. Or the guys that go catch dogfish and they come in and they instead of 3,000 pounds, they have 3,300 or because they know they're going to lose about 10% on the weight. Well, you weigh them up, and there's an officer standing there, and he said, oh, you're over 3,000. I'm writing you a ticket. No, because we pay for 3,000. We take 10% off. That could be a problem. That has been a problem.
And
in
if
the
you
past.
Have that back there for 2 hours or a couple hours, it's going to go down to where it should be.
And the officer's going to want to leave, and he's going to want you to sign the receipt. And you're not going to sign the receipt because that's not the weight you pay for. The industry standard is something different. You know.
What we have to do is build a tolerance in on dogfish. If it's 10% normal drain on dogfish, right, which is what I've heard,
then
you write that into the regulation that you give them 10%.
That's fine. Actually,
if that's what it is.
I'm trying to avoid getting
frivolous
tickets for something like my scale guy forgets to initial the ticket. And I go back the next day. Is that okay?
Oh, this is really...
I don't have a problem initially.
Okay.
It's if he forgets, can I go back that evening?
And I do an amended ticket?
Just initial. In other words, like I'm not on my dock today. They're there weighing fish. When I go home tonight, I'll look over all my tickets. I'll double check my weights versus what I have in inventory. And if the guy forgot to sign that, I'll go back and sign that.
You know, ticket. How often does that happen?
On a regular basis. The labor pool we have out there isn't very bright, and it's difficult.
Okay.
It's difficult getting a weigh guy that does his job.
Steve, you're asking them to sign a receipt that they are a weighmaster, when really what you needed was certified scales. They are not certified weighmasters.
We've got certified scales. The scales are certified.
You know, every fish I've ever sold has been on certified scale. I'm really surprised when you brought up the fact that people don't do it.
I'm surprised people.
I mean, that's what law enforcement's having a problem with. The scales aren't certified. They wouldn't mind signing something saying that all of our fish they weigh is on certified scales.
Right, the regulation.
But they don't want to do it for every person.
But not every single time.
Right.
I'll be happy to write a blanket letter right now and post it on my board that my scales are certified and weigh all our fish on certified scales. But I'm not going to do it every individual time we pack a fish.
It's difficult to do every time. If he's not standing there or my scale guy forgets, or it's just hard to keep up with.
And it's really not the problem. The problem is fish were weighed on scales that were not certified, and this judge happened to...
Sergeant Major. And that is his last name.
Yes. On one of our cases, the scale master came to court and testified that the scales were certified, but they were wrong. And that's why one of the cases was lost.
Was certified, but it was wrong.
Yes. He was a scale master, and they checked the scales afterwards and found to be wrong.
My scales, the sticker on my scales right now is August 2007. So it's been over a year. Anything can happen in over a year. So if I call the guy back today and said, check these, I think something's wrong, you know, he could say, well, they've been certified, but sometime in the last year and several months, they've gotten out of whack. So, I mean...
The foolproof way is a weight that the officer carries around.
Well, officer's not going to carry a 50-pound weight around to do that. I mean, that's...
In the trunk of the car?
That's...
No.
Yeah. From a liability perspective, workers' comp, everything else, officer safety, that's not very well protected when he's carrying a 50-pound weight around.
To certify a scale, you have to have half the weight that the scale measures. So if you have a scale that weighs 5,000 pounds, you have to have 2,500 pounds to certify a scale.
Yeah. Well, that answers that.
It sounded pretty practical from an honest person's point of view.
Mr. Schick.
Wouldn't a letter saying that all fish weighed at such and such wholesale, you know, are weighed on certified scales, wouldn't that letter be the same thing as an individual receipt for, one weighing saying that this was weighed on a certified scale?
Or... On the receipt, it basically states that all weights accounted for on. If the receipt specifically states that,
and it doesn't.
The problem is though, who signs it? Then it's like
right.
But then we've got to get our receipts.
You've got to get all new receipts done and stuff like that.
For years,
yeah. Like for us, so we'd have to get that.
But a blanket letter.
I'm fine with that.
Okay. You know. Law enforcement blanket letter. They will provide it.
We'll post it. With the license, with our packing license.
Right.
That's fine by me.
With the supervisor's license.
Yeah, we have to have HACCP letters posted for
everything. Well, I'll tell you what. Let me tell you what we'll do in compromising. It's been a long day. I think we'll try that. We have a violation. We'll try it in court. If it works, that's fine. I'd rather not take cases to court. I don't like to get into court cases. And if you're wrong, you plead guilty. If you're right, you fight it. Don't fight it on a loophole and cause us to have to go through this for 30 minutes, which is now I know exactly it wasn't y'all. I know that. No, hey, do you think the one that was responsible would be down here talking about it today? Not likely. Can we amend the regulation that basically states facility agrees to provide, who should they provide it to the commission? Post it and provide a copy to the commission. If they're going to be a certified seafood person, they can post it and provide a copy to the commission indicating that all product is weighed on certified scales at their facility. That sound fair enough? Matters before the commission.
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Holland, seconded by Mr. Schick. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Anyway.